Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR's Weekend Edition. I'm Sharon Brody. Hundreds of people turned out last night to see Senator Elizabeth Warren at her first presidential campaign event in Iowa. After launching a presidential exploratory committee earlier this week, the Massachusetts Democrat brought her populist message to the eastern edge of the state. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks reports from Iowa.
With Warren's arrival in Iowa yesterday, it felt like the start of the 2020 presidential campaign, even though the Iowa caucuses are still 13 months away.
Hello! Hello, Council Bluffs! Woo!
Warren began her exploratory campaign swing in Council Bluffs, a few miles from the Nebraska border. About 300 people packed into a function room at the Thunder Bowl bowling alley to hear her, while another 200 or so remained outside. Brittany Sater and Kathleen York from Omaha were among the first in line to see the Massachusetts senator and likely presidential candidate.
I like her policies, and I think she cares about people instead of businesses, which is really feels scary to me right now, how much businesses can buy support. I appreciate her story, how she started from, she's not from a wealthy family. She went to community college, then went on to be, a lawyer and a teacher at Harvard. I respect that because I think she knows how to relate to those of us that aren't in that top 1%. So I appreciate that.
That story is familiar in Massachusetts, but this was the first time many here heard it. Warren talked about growing up in a working class family in Oklahoma, and recalled what happened when her father got sick and couldn't work.
And my mother was walking back and forth in her stocking feet, crying and saying, "We will not lose this house. We will not lose this house. We will not lose this house."
Warren says her mother had never worked outside the home, but on that day, she put on her one good dress and walked to the local Sears and took a minimum wage job.
And that minimum wage job saved our home. And it saved our family. And if you want to know who I am, that story is etched on my heart and always will be.
Warren says today a minimum wage job leaves a family of three impoverished. One of many examples, she says, of government policies that reward the wealthy at the expense of working families.
That's the difference in America. It is an America right now that works for the rich and the powerful. And we need to call that out for what it is. Corruption, pure and simple.
Warren's hard-driving populist message appealed to many in this crowd, including Dave Olson from Omaha.
Oh, I just thought she was great. I think she's a powerful speaker and her ideas are right what we need in this country.
Can she win in the heartland?
Well, it's a difficult thing. You know, it is the Midwest is a tough place for a candidate like her to win. But I think she could appeal to people. I think she certainly appeals to me. I think she could really be a powerful force in this upcoming election.
But some here suggest Warren's brand of politics might not appeal to the heartland, especially to social conservatives out here. This is Catherine Nicholson, who was here yesterday, and who was one of Elizabeth Warren's law students in Texas. Nicholson says she likes Warren's economic message, but not her support of abortion rights.
You know, here in the Midwest, I hate to say it, but we don't talk about reproductive rights as much as we talk about murdering children. I mean, that is the language that we use here, and that is, it's a huge stumbling block for the people here. I always hope that Elizabeth Warren will change her mind on the abortion issue.
But Laureen Bliss, who lives just outside of Council Bluffs, was impressed with Warren, if not completely sold. Bliss says she's worried about Warren's tone, even if she likes her message.
It depends on how you couch it. I would like to see less divisiveness. We've got to pull our country together to survive this onslaught that we've just had.
But Bliss believes Warren just might be the right person to take on Donald Trump, who Warren never mentioned by name last night. No doubt she will, as she spends the next 2 days campaigning across Iowa, marking the official start of the Democratic primary season. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks in Council Bluffs, Iowa.